The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Text number, first and foremost, let's talk about defence spending. Minister for Defence Simon Coveney got cabinet approval today. It's going to see spending increase to about 1.5 billion a year by 2028. It would mean we would be spending more than at any other time in the history of the state. Independent Senator Gerard Crockwell is with me. Senator, you welcome this, I assume?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love the 1.5 billion to be this year, but it's been a good day for the Defence Forces all around. There are one or two lacunae that have emerged, and particularly in the area of commissioned officers. We now find ourselves in a situation because of the failure to equalise military service allowance across all ranks. We have the bizarre situation where a lieutenant who is in charge of a sergeant and a number of corporals, the corporal he will be in charge of will be earning more than the lieutenant when they're instructors. We also have the specialised instructor allowance, which was taken away with FEMPI, not yet restored to officers, and the working time directive. But listen, it's been a good day. Private soldiers have done very well, and the Defence Forces will, over time now, come back to where they should be.
Well, I mentioned this future media commission report. Of course, we had a commission, the future of the Defence Forces as well, and this is one of the recommendations. There were other recommendations to spend more money on the Defence Forces. Would you have preferred to see the government pursue one of those options?
Absolutely. I mean, I think in the modern world we live in, the 3 billion figure would have been far more applicable. We are a very isolated country on the periphery of Europe. We are unable to manage our own skies. Thankfully, due to the commission report, we will start to see what's under the sea and what's in the sky, but we won't be able to do anything about what's in the sky.
And you still have to ring the Brits.
Ring the Brits, yeah. And look, I mean, that is always a bone of contention that between various people I meet, the fact that the British are covering our skies. But the truth of the matter is, they're on call.
Joe Murray is coordinator at AFRI Action from Ireland. Joe, I understand you have some reservations. You take issue with an increase in defence spending. Why is that?
Well, I do. In an era when we have a serious cost of living crisis, you know, people, special needs assistance, nurses are not being paid enough. We're losing nurses in hospitals. We have an education crisis. We have a health crisis. We have a climate crisis. And what do we decide to do? What does our government decide to do is spend more money on military, despite the fact that the vast majority of people in Ireland support our traditional policy of neutrality, which has always meant a limited defence force, which took part in peace operations only, and a non-aggressive foreign policy. This is a sad day. It is a further militarisation of our state, a further betrayal of our neutrality, a deliberate going against the will of the people, and an unnecessary increase in military personnel. Who are we afraid will invade us? You know, we've had a war on this island for 30 years. We managed with the military that we had, and now suddenly we need to get in bed with the big boys, with the militarists. What we really need at a time when we're looking at a horrific war in Ukraine is not another small country to jump on the bandwagon, the militaristic bandwagon. We need a country that promotes disarmament, demilitarization, and de-escalation. Ireland had a great reputation as a neutral country. We still could have that reputation, but
we'll still be neutral after this. Now,
well, what's neutral?
We're going to be paying. We'll be paying soldiers more, and we'll have a radar system. I'm not sure if that's an abandonment of neutrality.
We should pay our soldiers properly. We don't need an extra 3,000 personnel. We should pay the soldiers that we have properly. We should continue to be a voice for neutrality. We're not neutrality if we're effectively part of PESCO, which is an embryonic European army. How can you say that that is a position of neutrality? It's not. It's the usual approach by government to hollow out neutrality, to make it meaningless,
okay,
but continue to use the term. I'll tell you, Senator Crockwell said we're not able to identify the planes that are in our skies. I'll tell you one thing we can do easily is to identify the war planes that are flying through Shannon, that are refueling at Shannon, and that are putting us more at risk than any other issue is on this island.
Senator?
Okay.
Is that the more glaring problem, the warplanes that are refueling at Shannon?
Well, let's deal with Shannon first. The aircraft that are landing in Shannon are landing under a United Nations charter. And whether anybody listening likes it or not, we are obliged to facilitate a United Nations. No, I didn't interrupt you, Mr. Murray.
I didn't interrupt you, and I'd appreciate it
if you didn't interrupt me. Now, you talk about the will of the people.
Go on. Let the senator respond, and I'll give you plenty of opportunity to respond likewise.
You talk about neutrality. Ireland has never, in the history of this state, been a neutral state. All you've got to do is look at what we did during the Second World War. We repatriated members of the Allies who landed on this island across the border quietly. We facilitated weather forecasts. We were provided with weapons by the UK, anti-aircraft, hand grenades, you name it, during the Second World War. We have never been neutral. The best we ever hoped to be was militarily non-aligned, but we chose not to join the other 120 countries that are militarily not aligned. You talk about the will of the people. The only example of the will of the people I have in recent times was an Irish Times poll, which asked people, were we neutral or not? It didn't explain what being neutral meant. We are living in the most dangerous times. Our HSE has been attacked, our rehab systems have been attacked. You talk about increasing the military. Remember in the 1960s when the troubles hit this island, we had to rapidly escalate the military and prepare to defend this 26 counties of ours. So at the end of the day, the 3,000 people that are required to facilitate what goes on this island. The military are not just about war. They are about defending you when snow falls. They're about out there putting sandbags up to protect your home when you're being flooded. They're about bringing buses and transport to the people when there are national strikes on. They are about being at the back of the nation in every single crisis. Just look at what they did during COVID. They were out there. I remember during one particular snowstorm, I had a family transported by the military to visit their dying mother. The military have always and ever been at the back of this nation, and I will not accept any argument that says we should not have them. This is not an either or situation. We take countries like Finland. Finland has a very strong military. They also have a very strong hospital system. They also have a very good education system, childcare system, you name it. This is not either or. This is about a state standing up in the modern world for itself.
Joe, your response.
We have a cost of living crisis. Ask who are looking after people with special needs, are they happy to see a vast increase of money on military spending? Ask our teachers, ask our nurses. And the senator says our soldiers are about, you know, putting up sandbags. Yeah, fair point. I agree with that. I accept that. We don't need an extra 1.5 billion, or we don't need a budget of 1.5 billion in order to do that. The Commission on the Defence Forces recommends that our army should reach war-making capability, or should achieve war-making capability. That's where I have the difficulty, and that's what Senator Cropwell likes to overlook and likes to pretend, as government people always do, there's nothing to see here, just move along. We'll militarise our country, we'll sell out neutrality, we'll abandon our long-held principles, which are reflected in the Constitution, and you citizens don't need to know. He spoke about that, that survey in the Irish Times. 64% of people support our neutrality. 64% of people want us to maintain the kind of position we've had in the world, peacekeeping and working for disarmament, demilitarization and de-escalation. That's what we need. This is how that war will end in Ukraine. There are enough countries participating in war-making and weapon making, weapons making.
Is the lesson, Joe, like, and because people will text in, and people are already texting in, countries like Russia, who are aggressive by nature, don't give a fiddler, it's about a little country like us advocating for disarmament. There'll be people who suggest that actually the lesson of Ukraine is that we need to be able to defend ourselves.
But against whom? Like, is Russia going to come to invade Ireland? I very much doubt it. What the world needs more than anything else, Ronan, is, you know, we're told we have 10 years left before we have a catastrophic climate crisis. Catastrophic. Mm. One of the worst contributors to greenhouse gas emissions is the military. What are we doing at this crucial time? I heard Eamon Ryan advising farmers to cut back on the dairy herd. We're contributing through military upgrading. So it's an absolutely bizarre policy for a small country to join at this stage of our history.
Jordan, just a final word on that point.
Mr. Murray mentioned the Constitution. I'd love somebody to show me in the Constitution where they speak about neutrality. There is no law in this country about neutrality. There is no evidence to support that the military are increasing greenhouse gases. In fact, the military have worked very hard to green themselves. The bottom line on it is this country cannot be out of step with the rest of the world. And by the way, I'm one of the greatest advocates you'll find for neutrality, notwithstanding the fact that I want our military to be capable.
Independent Senator Gerard Crockwell and Joe Murray, coordinator at AFRI Action from Ireland, thank you both very much for joining me here on the show. The Senators in Cuckoo Land, look at the state of our housing. Health first, says Mike in Donegal. Jack in Terenure says Irish neutrality is absolute nonsense. We're quite properly aligned and have always been with other free liberal Western democracies. We should at least acknowledge it. Sarah says spending more money on the military, not a good idea during times of climate emergency. And I can't understand having a problem with giving staff working in the army extra cash. They're poorly paid and they deserve it, says somebody else. 53106, the text number. Keep those views coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.